My next guests on the program this evening make up a fraction of the Tuba Euphonium Ensemble. We'll call it the Public Outreach Committee. Tell me, please, who you are and what year you are in school and what you're studying.
My name is Mitchell Goodman. I'm a first-year master's student studying euphonium performance.
My name is Ryan Maticek. I'm also a first-year master's student. I am studying tuba performance.
My name is Gregory Johnson. I am a sophomore studying IT and music.
And Gregory's the veteran. He's been here before. Ryan and Mitchell have not been on the program yet. We're looking ahead to this Sunday's Tuba Euphonium Ensemble. To Mitchell, how many people are in the ensemble, and what's the standard repertoire that you come together around to play?
I'd say between 20, 25 people. Repertoire is a mix of original compositions for Tuba Euphonium Ensemble and sometimes arrangements of pieces for band or orchestra that can kind of work with the lower voices.
Ryan is here, also a first-year master student studying tuba.
Yes.
How did you come to pick tuba? Of all the instruments in the musical universe, how did you settle on that one, or how did that one settle upon you?
It's a pretty interesting story. When I was in sixth grade, first picking out my instrument, all my friends played trumpet, and I really wanted to play trumpet like they did, but I have a twin brother, and he got to the auditions before I did, and he picked the last trumpet spot. So all the trumpet spots were taken, and I just happened to pick up a tuba. I played just a regular low B-flat note on it. The band director said, "Wow, that's such an awesome note. You did such a great job on that." It made me feel really good about it, so I was like, "Oh, yeah, I'll go play tuba," and just kind of been there ever since.
And a career was born.
Right.
Gregory Johnson is here, sophomore at the University of Missouri, IT major, and you say double major in music or minor?
Double major in music and IT, yeah.
And tuba is your instrument as well?
I play euphonium.
So for the uninformed, for the ill-informed here, what's the difference between a tuba and a euphonium?
The euphonium's just smaller. It's keyed an octave above. Yeah, an octave.
And you're a sophomore here. Had you picked up the euphonium before you came to Mizzou? Was it part of your high school band?
Mm-hmm. I started trumpet in eighth grade, but then I switched to euphonium in ninth grade.
So I'm seeing a trend here of born a trumpet player and then became a low brass player. Would you say that's common across the universe of tubist euphonists?
Oh, very common. One of the greatest tuba players ever lived, Arnold Jacobs, started on trumpet, and he's eventually switched to tuba and became probably the best tuba player to have ever lived.
We've got a recital coming up, although recital seems too timid a word for a 20 tubist and euphonist. Is that the word?
I think so, yeah. That's the proper term.
We may have just made up a word here. There are about 20 of you that will be on the Whitmore stage this Sunday at 2 p.m. What's on the repertoire?
So we're opening with the Tubaphonium Overture by Zach Collins.
Then we're going to play Ave Maria.
And then after Ave Maria, we're playing Cascade by Zach Collins.
And then we're going to go back to another slow piece, Cairo Mio Ben.
After that, we are playing Thump by Jeffrey Cottrell, a nice funky tune.
Then we're going to play the Bruckner Etude.
And after the Bruckner Etude, we're going to be playing Leviathans by Joseph Goebel.
And then we go to Christmas Time, an arrangement from the TV show South Park.
And after that, we follow that with Hark the Herald Angels Sing, but kind of in a gospel style. Fast moving, there's a lot of notes in there.
And this is all brass. There's no voices on this show specifically, yeah?
All tuba and euphonium. And we're going to close with Fantasy on a well-known folk melody called Beer Barrel Polka.
No adult beverages will be sold, but there'll be beer-themed music at the Tuba Euphonium Ensemble this Sunday, November the 12th at 2 p.m. Sophomore Gregory Johnson, first-year master's student Ryan Maticek, and his fellow master's student, first-year Mitchell Goodman, are in studio today. Are there composers who have really carved out a niche for themselves writing works for tuba euphonium, or do the works that you'll be performing, are they largely arranged or adapted from originals written for other instruments?
A lot of them are by composers who are professors of tuba and euphonium who specialize in the instrument, and a lot of the time there's not a lot of repertoire, so professors who just have a knack for composing or arranging like to kind of broaden their horizons and make more music for the group.
That's the voice of Ryan Matijek. He's a first-year master's student here at the University of Missouri. He's joined in studio by Mitchell Goodman, also a first-year master's student, and our sophomore in the crowd, Gregory Johnson. They are three of the approximately 20 musicians who will be on the Whitmore Recital Hall stage. That's in the Fine Arts Building here on the MU campus this Sunday at 2 p.m. on November 12th, the Tuba Euphonium Ensemble. You can find details about that event and all Centennial Year MU School of Music events on their website, music.missouri.edu. Gentlemen, thank you for coming over today, making the time.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you.
Yeah.